All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we're going to swing it over right now to Chris Sill to cover the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, thank you, Frank. Men's soccer, first-year Jordan Allen signed with the Real Salt Lake MLS team, so he will be leaving UVA. But Allen scored the game-winning goal in the quarterfinals of the NCAAs against UConn, which sent Virginia to the College Cup. So certainly a talented kid, and we wish him the best of luck.
Is there an artificial Salt Lake club? You said they get the real
Salt Lake club. That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, is Real?
Yes.
It's not Real. Okay.
Come on, Habo.
Dude, I don't follow MLS. My bad. All right, so wrestling team, number 13 ranked Virginia, earned the number one seed in the Virginia Duels, and that starts this weekend. Women's soccer, third-year Morgan Bryan racking up another award, got named the State Player of the Year by the Virginia Sports Information Directors, and Coach Steve Swanson was named the Coach of the Year as well.
He deserved it.
Yeah, this is by far their best year so far. And then women's tennis, Julia Elbaba and Rachel Pearson captured the doubles title at the USTA National Adult Open in Flushing, New York. So, big win for them.
And we'll mention again that the football team received another verbal commitment in Jameel Kamara, 6'2", 205, four-star wide receiver from Virginia Beach. Kamara chose the Wahoos over Wisconsin and Pitt. And let me tell you something, 6'2", 205 is a heck of a size, and he might be good enough to barge his way into the lineup, and I think that would probably infuriate some of the veterans that are on the team, but maybe it'll make them work harder and catch more balls instead of letting them bounce off their hands. So,
hey, competition's good for everybody.
I think so. I think it could help the Wahoos. He would join, by the way, a Verona product, Donovan Dowling, who's a 6'1", 200-pound wide receiver. The two of them coming in are going to put some pressure on some of the incumbent receivers. So you've got to be pretty impressed with Coach London's verbal commitments to this point. We will be bringing the Sabres' Chris Horn back on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about the final stretch drive as we move closer to National Signing Day, which is February the 5th. So that's when everything becomes legit. Right now it's all talk and verbals, and it's all well and good, and the websites are great, but the truth is those letters of intent, when they get faxed in to the schools, that's the real deal.
A contract is a contract.
That's right.
Well, before we do the championship game, just a comment or two about the ACC schedule this week. As you said, Maryland plays Pittsburgh in a few minutes up in the city of Pittsburgh. Maryland 2-0 in the ACC. Syracuse at Virginia Tech tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. That's two old Big East teams playing each other again. Wake Forest at Virginia, big game on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip in Charlottesville. Thursday, Florida State at Clemson. You know, Florida State coming off that loss against Virginia going into Little John. Clemson's off to a pretty good start. They beat BC on the road the other day. And then, of course, this weekend, North Carolina at Syracuse. So Carolina off their loss. Of course, Carolina does play Miami. In the
meantime, Wednesday night.
I think Carolina will take care of business there. But Carolina with a tough game on Saturday at Syracuse. Duke at Clemson, Virginia at NC State that we talked about, another road win possibility for the Cavs on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and that one looks to be on ESPN2 Wednesday night. The Virginia game is Raycom Sports, so the Raycom Network will have the Virginia game on Wednesday night if you're not able to get over to JPJ for the game in person.
Right. All right, let's talk about the BCS National Championship game. I believe this is the last year of the BCS, and some would say, here, thank goodness this is over, and others might say most of the time they got it right. I think that's one of those deals where, I think you could argue both sides. But anyway, the playoff system is coming. Anyhow, tonight you've got Florida State of the ACC, a prohibitive favorite tonight with a 10.5-point line favored over the Auburn Tigers. Tigers are dangerous, obviously, after knocking off Alabama in one of the craziest plays I think I've ever seen in a football game. I mean, one team is attempting a field goal to win the game from almost midfield. The other team sends a guy back there. Don't really expect him to be able to even get his hands on the ball. And sure enough, he's running it out of there. And you could say anything you want about crazy bounces and game of inches and all that. That was one of the most electrifying plays you'll ever see in sports.
Well, that'll be replayed for many years to come. But speaking of crazy bounces, you can't forget the Georgia game where the two Georgia defenders go up and seemingly have an easy interception, and it deflects off them, and all of a sudden the Auburn guy comes by, catches it, runs it into the end zone. So the ball was
underthrown by 5 yards, and number 25 for Georgia, I can't remember his name, knocked it away from his teammate who had an easy interception. The receiver was 5 yards past him up the field, and they still call that what, the miracle?
Well, it's unusual when you have two miracle finishes in one season.
Much less back-to-back.
You could argue Auburn may be a team of destiny here. You never know.
Well, Florida State has got Jameis Winston and his Heisman Trophy, and they've got a wrecking machine with incredible receivers. They seem to come in waves. They've got one guy that's about 6'11 and jumps off the planet. They've got other guys that can run, the 4.4 40 and all that stuff.
Well, they clearly have athletes, and they're probably deserving of the number one ranking and being favored tonight. But, with all due respect to the ACC is not the Southeastern Conference. So Auburn, to get where they are, definitely had stiffer competition along the way. But maybe that's the reason Florida State didn't have any close games, is they were so good, they just overwhelmed people.
So I think, analyzing this game quickly, Auburn is under great pressure in the first and second quarter. If they can hang in there, I think the pressure of the game will work in their favor, where it becomes this series versus that series. And the longer they hang in, I think the pendulum swings towards Auburn. But look out. Florida State is perfectly capable of racking up 30 points in the first half, and the thing would be over. It would be over, and it would be like a loud thud as people went to bed at a reasonable hour and turned off their sets. So, the game is being played in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and so they should have good weather, and it should be a very exciting game. And, I'm going to cheer for the ACC.
Yeah, it would be good. Certainly, John Swofford will be out there. I'm sure he'd be a very happy guy tonight if Florida State wins, because the last time the ACC won a football title was the Florida State win over Virginia Tech, which was, what, 99?
99,
yeah. So it's been 15 years.
Well, to get two BCS bowl wins in the same year would be pretty good, too, with Clemson beating Ohio State in the Orange Bowl.
Right. I know Clemson is probably very, very down in the mouth right now, because they probably thought they were the team, and Taj Boyd from Tidewater, I'm pretty certain they thought that they were the ones that were going to be in this position in this game.
What a great final game he had. That was a fun game to watch, too.
Well, certainly good luck to the Noles tonight. Hope it's a good football game for everybody watching. And back to basketball, good luck to the Hoos on Wednesday night. Big game in Charlottesville against the Deacons.
7 o'clock, JPJ, huge game. Wahoos need to win this game against the Deacons. All right, final 10 seconds. Go Wahoos.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.